start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Starting this fall on Irrational Public Radio, we all know our neighbors, our coworkers, the kid who makes our bagel sandwich. But what about that guy who yells at birds? The woman responsible for smearing garbage in your child's hair? American Mavericks reveals the stories of people who've taken the road less traveled.
So, you're like a stabber, like you literally stab people.
I have, yes.
Like, I'm just trying to understand, because, you know, you see people on TV stabbing people, but it's pretend. But you do it for real. Is that okay to say?
No, that's...
Sorry. I mean, I don't want to be that girl who's all like, oh, you shouldn't stab people, but you shouldn't, right? Is that...
Okay? Yeah, that's totally legit. I've killed, like, over, like 16 people, but one of those that I actually stabbed actually fell off a bridge, and that's what actually killed him, so I don't...
Oh, right, so it's... So, right.
Yeah.
It's like that. Do you count that?
Exactly.
So, wait. Do you have a special stabbing knife?
No. Yeah, a lot of people, just whatever's around and sturdy.
Right, I was going to say, because otherwise then they see you coming with your big bloody stabbing knife and they're just like,
look out, it's that stabbing guy.
And you're more than that, I'm sure.
Thank you, yes. I have I stabbed people? Yes, I have to own that, because it's a choice that I made a bunch of times. But I'm sick of being just the guy who stabbed a whole bunch of people. I also, I run a knife sharpening business. I collect other people's blood. I make my own barbecue sauce. There's a lot to me if you get to know me.
I'm sure that's true. I mean, I wish more people would take the time.
Well, a lot of them end up stabbed.
Oh, I'm sorry. You sound very brave.
Thank you.
American Mavericks, Wednesdays at 4 and again at 4.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on the greatest radio station in the world. Insert call letters here.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show,
You got Chris Earl with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey, everybody, it's Barack.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wa-la-wa-la-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wa-la-wa-la-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wa-la-wa-la-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wa-la-wa-la-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang,
ting ting, walla walla bang bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
Hey girl, you know our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still gonna treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gator Tots holds a gun ice.
Ice.
And we can clip coupons all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take you out for dinner anywhere that you please. Like Burger King or Mickey D's. And baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can even have the large fries.
Large fries.
Yeah. Baby, you should know I'm really quite a sweet guy. When I buy you bathroom tissue, I always get the 2-ply. One of you can get it, my dear. I got my Costco membership card right here. Yeah, you like Top Ramen. Me, Top Ramen. Got a cupboard full of them. I'll keep them coming. You want it, I gotta go get it. Just heat it, dump the flavor packet on it and eat it. Pork and beans and minute rice. And we can play cribbage all night. Whatever you like,
you like.
I said you can have whatever you like,
you like.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can take you to the laundromat downtown,
downtown.
And watch all the clothes go round and round. And baby, we can go wherever you like,
you like.
I said we can go wherever you like,
you like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hotter shorty, I know. If you had some lipo, you could be second runner up Miss Ohio. $7 bills roll up inside my plastic billfold. Buy you a bagel even if it isn't day old. And you never ever gotta wear your sister's old clothes. Long as I'm still assistant manager at Kinko's. Cut your hair with scissors and a soup bowl. You ain't gotta pay me, that's the way that I roll. My chick can have what she wants. At Walmart she can pick out anything she wants. I know, girl, you ain't never had a man like that who doesn't make you buy generic brand like that. Yeah, you like my Hyundai. See my Hyundai. I can take you to see your cousin Phil next Sunday. But that's kind of far and I'm not made of cash. Do you think you could chip in for gas? Mac and cheese would be alright,
right.
But let's stand up for pizza tonight. And you can order any topping
you like.
I said you can even have the last slide.
Last slide.
Yeah,
yeah.
Grab myself a cable from my neighbor next door. Now I can get free HBO. And baby, you can watch whatever you like.
If you like.
I said you can watch whatever you like.
If you like.
Yeah.
And you can always ride the city bus. Got a stack of tokens just for us. Yo, my wallet's fat and full of ones.
Yeah, it's all about the Washingtons, that's right.
You want White Castle, need White Castle. Long as you got me, it won't be no hassle.
You want it, we'll get it, just don't be a hater. If I grab a bunch of napkins for later. Thrift store jeans, on sale half price. The underwear at Goodwill is nice. And baby, you can have whatever you like.
If you like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
If you like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Baby, I can give you anything you please. Even share my government cheese. And baby, you can have as much as you like.
If you like.
I said you can have as much as you like.
If you like.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Three, four.
I'm the 7 foot man. I've committed no crime. Bumping my head into doorways, it happens all the time. I'm 7 feet tall, and I repeat, they don't make a ski boot that can fit my feet. I'm 7 feet tall, and I don't play basketball. I'm 7 feet tall, but I'm still just a man. So of course it hurts me a lot when I walk into the ceiling fan. Small people say I wish I was him, but it's been 9 years since I've had a trim. The barber said I can't reach the top of his head.
7 foot man,
I cannot hide.
7 foot man,
I know, cause I've tried.
7 foot man,
my last girlfriend died because my penis is 7 foot wide.
So the next time you see me walking around
and my head's right about to hit a tree branch, tell me to duck down. And I'll pay you back, soon you will see, by getting your frisbee down from that tree. I do what I can. I'm the 7 foot man. 7 foot man. 7 foot man.
Thank you.
Somewhere in the room. But every night when I get home, I crank up my cowboy and listen to my favorite.
want sex. I want sex. You got me climbing up the wall.
You talk like I'm not giving you enough.
You ain't giving me any at all.
You know I've been busy, lots of work to do.
Oh, please, 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 I work as hard as you.
You know I would if I could.
But you don't when you should.
Well, the fact of the matter is you're not that good.
I want sex. I want sex. When I needed you, were never there.
You treat me like I'm your property. I'm not your pet baboon with my butt in the air.
You once said I was the very best, the best that you ever knew.
Maybe I said it and maybe it's true. I just don't recall that I said it to you.
I want sex, I do too. I want sex, so that's not true.
I want sex,
so yes I do.
I want sex, but not with you.
You're talking to a stud.
I'm talking to a dud.
I've had more lovers than I can count.
I've also had a fair amount.
But mine enjoyed it, not like you.
Any man I do has a good time too.
I've had high sex, dry sex, wet sex, sweat sex.
I've done it when it was bad too. I've done it when I was mad too. I had to, was glad to.
I want sex, I do too. I want sex, but that's not true. I want sex, oh yes I do. I want sex,
but not with you.
I want sex, 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 I want sex.
In every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace.
We change the key.
Better into E.
That's awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this. I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
The way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing our song that goes like this.
I can't believe there's more.
It's far too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is the song that is too long. Jesus Christ, God!
Don't be singing this to whom?
You'll wish that you weren't born.
Let's stop this damn refrain
before we go insane. The song always ends like this.
me your banana, and I will show you mine. I like your banana near me all the time. If you like bananas, and I believe you do, let me plant my big banana right inside. Thank you very much.
Lazy Sunday, wake up in the late afternoon. Call Parnell just to see how he's doing.
Hello, what up, Pawns?
Yo, Sandberg, what's cracking?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Nadia!
Man, it's happening.
But first, my hunger pangs are sticking like duct tape.
Let's hit up Magnolia and Mac on some cupcakes.
No doubt that bakery's got all the bomb frosting.
I love those cupcakes like McAdams loves Gosling.
Gosling, Gosling, Gosling.
No six!
No 12!
Baker's dozen!
I told you that I'm crazy for these cupcakes, cousin!
Yo, where's the movie playin'?
Upper West Side, dude!
Well, let's hit up Yahoo Maps to find the dopest route!
I prefer MapQuest!
That's a good one, too!
Google Maps is the best!
True that!
Double true!
68 to Broadway!
Step on it, sucker!
What you wanna do, Chris?
Sack attack, motherfucker!
Hit the chronic, what calls them Narnia?
Yes, the chronic, what calls the Narnia?
We love that chronic, what calls them Narnia?
Pass that chronic, what calls the Narnia? Stop at the deli, the theater's overpriced.
You've got the backpack,
gonna pack it up nice.
Don't want security to get suspicious.
Mr. Pippin, red vines equals crazy delicious.
You reach in my pocket, pull out some dough.
Girl acted like she'd never seen a 10 before.
It's all about the Hamiltons, baby.
Throw the snacks in a bag,
and I'm ghost like Swayze.
Swayze, Swayze.
Roll up to the theater.
Ticket buying, what we're handling.
You can call us Aaron Burr.
From the way we're dropping Hamilton.
Parked in our seats, movie trivia's the illest.
What Friends alum starred in films with Bruce Willis?
We answered so fast it was scary.
Everyone stand in awe when we scream Matthew Perry. The quiet in the theater or it's gonna get tragic.
We're about to get taken to a dream world of magic.
It's the chronic, what calls them Narnia?
Yes, the chronic, what calls them Narnia?
We love that chronic, what calls them Narnia?
Pass that chronic, what calls them Narnia?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave.
Yeah, we all need someone we can cream on.
Hello, this is Mick Jagger. Are you lonely? Has it been a long time since you had any? Well, stop playing with yourself and call the Jagger Dating Service. I'll match you up with the perfect mate. Whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, trisexual, or, if you're like me, you'll lump anything on two or four legs. How do I know you'll get the absolutely perfect match? 'Cause I slept with all of them. Just listen to a few of our satisfied customers.
Hi, this is David Bowie.
Hi, this is Pete Townsend.
Hi, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Joan Jett from the Blackhearts.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Andrew Dice Clay.
This is the real Governor Bruce Sundlin.
That's right, I did them all. And you can too. Call the Jagger Dating Service at 1-800-SATISFACTION. And if you're one of the first 94 callers, you'll get a penicillin shot absolutely free.
an older boy working at the church, learning all my holy moves, doing some research, which led me to a cash box labeled Children's Fund. I'd leave the change and tuck the bills inside my cummerbund. I've got a part-time job at my father's carpet store, laying tackless stripping and housewives by the score. I loaded up their furniture and took it to Spokane and auctioned off every last Naugahyde divan. I'm very well acquainted with the seven deadly sins. I keep a busy schedule trying to fit them in. I'm proud to be a glutton and I don't have time for sloth. I'm greedy and I'm angry and I don't care who I cross. I'm Mr. Bad Example, intruder in the dirt. I like to have a good time and I don't care who gets hurt. I'm Mr. Bad Example, take a look at me. I live to be 100 and go down in infamy. Of course I went to law school and took a law degree, and counseled all my clients to plead insanity. Then worked in hairy placement, swindling the board, where very few are chosen and fewer still are called. Then on the Monte Carlo to play Chemin Fair, I threw away the fortune I made transplanting hair. I put my last few francs down on a prostitute who took me up to her room to perform the flag salute. Whereupon I stole her passport and her wig and headed for the airport and a midnight flight you did. And 14 hours later I was down in Adelaide, looking through the wand at sipping Foster's in the shade. I opened up an agency somewhere down the line to hire aboriginals to work the opal mines. But I attached their wages and took a whopping cut and whisked away their workman's comp and pauperized the lot. I'm Mr. Bad Example, intruder in the dirt. I like to have a good time and I don't care who gets hurt. I'm Mr. Bad Example, take a look at me. I'll live to be 100 and go down in infamy. I bought a first class ticket on Malaysian Air and landed in Sri Lanka, none the worse for wear. I'm thinking of retiring from all my dirty deals. I'll see you in the next life, wake me up for meals.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Look up You know my name, ba 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 ba. Look up the number. You know my name. That's right, look up the number. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Look up the number. You know my name. Look up the number. You know my name, baby. You know my name. You know my name.
Let's hear it for Janet Opel.
Hello, my name is Jeff Ferguson, and you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earl on 91.5 WMFO.
Space, the final frontier.
Specimen gathering mission on planet Alpha 177.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bothering you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes, yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. I can love you.
Kiss me. You're out of your mind.
Prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No, I can. It's painless and quick.
Ah! Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Ah! Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Ah! Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain. I won't fight you anymore.
Oh, I feel so weak. I'll be glad when this is over.
I'm behaving disgracefully.
Believe me, Mr. Spock, it was painful in more ways than one.
I thought.
Captain's log supplement. I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
I don't know why I have not been infected.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
On screen. Energize. On screen. Make it so. On screen.
Come.
Stand by for saucer separation.
What is it you want, Q? What is it you want, Q?
Greed, number one.
What is it, Doctor?
Where the hell are we? Take us out of orbit, Mr. Crusher.
Take us out of orbit, Mr. Crusher. Take us out of orbit, Mr. Crusher.
Shut up, Wesley.
Security status. Make it so.
Security status. Greed, number one.
Security status.
I will be the judge of what is reasonable.
That'll go great.
Greed, number one.
Security status.
Irrelevant.
Make it so.
Make it so.
Make it so. Make it, 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 make it.
On screen. 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 Energize. 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 Energize.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, four on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people?
people. You want to see whatever common people see. You want to sleep with common people. You want to sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flats and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
You think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out. Cause everybody hates a tourist.
Cause everybody hates a tourist. Especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
We're back. Mel Brewer, Insomniac Time, 2 to 6. And it's 3:30 now, which means we've reached the Progressive Trends part of our program, a segment where we talk to people who indicate what the newest trends are in progressive music. And tonight our guest is a man named Ron Fields, who comes to us tonight from London, England. He's a manager, the man who discovered Circle, and he's here tonight to tell us about a new group who he thinks is really going to make it big. Ron? Welcome to the studio. Glad to have you here at BGD.
Thanks, Mel. You're terrific. I love your show. You're fantastic. Wouldn't miss it.
Thanks, Ron. Well, the heck, let's not beat around the bush. Who are they? Tell us about them. We want to know.
I'm very excited about this group, more than I have been for years. I've been traveling around for years trying to sign good groups. This is the one. They're going right to the top. It's a missile. It's a rocket. I'm very excited. I'll tell you about it. Went to the British Isles. Excuse? Vacation. Needed rest. Lo and behold, found a group. Four men, sweaters, blonde hair, singing like birds. I went out of my nut. I fell on my bum. I couldn't believe it. They were fantastic. Signed them up, said, sing for me. They said, yes, please. They did. They're fantastic.
And what kind of stuff are they going to be doing? Are they rockers? Are they country music? Are they playing the classical rock of...
Excuse me? Wailing songs. The best. That's what they do. They sing wailing songs. No instruments. No guitar. No bass. No drums. No Moog. Nothing. Dumper. In the dumper, those instruments. Flush them down the toilet.
Well, they just sing. They're a cappella, then?
A cappella. They're fantastic. Found them in the Shetland Islands. They're terrific. They're the best. Wailing songs are going to be the new trend.
The newest thing. Well, tell us a little bit about them.
No more country music. No more classical music. Forgot it. I don't remember what that was. It went out the window. I don't remember that. Hello? Sorry, no more classical music here at this station. Only wailing music will be fantastic. No more country, no more rock and roll, thank you.
What about rock opera?
Dumper, in the dumper. Flush it. Flush it.
Well, tell us something about them. I mean, what are their favorite colors, or who are their biggest influences?
Mal, we're not talking colors here, we're talking influences. We're talking two people, two giants, two greats. Nina Simone, Frankie Valli. Stop, check, please, that's it. That's where they learned what they know. They're fantastic.
And they've taken all that Frank and Nina have offered and done something new with this whole wailing thing. Who do you think in particular they're going to appeal to? I mean,
everybody. A fireman, a neurosurgeon, the guy on the street, the bum on the corner, the cop on the beach, the guy with varicose veins, the guy in traction, anybody. Oh, an old lady with a walker, crying, her husband's left, goodbye, not coming back. I'm talking anybody. I'm talking a choir. I'm talking Gump Worsley. I'm talking dejected. I'm talking rejected. I'm talking no contract next year. 75 grand 1 year, no money the next. Well, I'm talking anyone who's interested in listening to wailing songs. Wailing songs are the best.
What is the...
I'm talking about a guy in Africa in a gumbo hut. I'm talking about a guy in the bayou. I'm talking about a guy in Florida sanding his nose.
Well, what is the name of the cut that you've got for us here in the studio today?
No name, Mel. We have no name for this. It's a fantastic group. It's fantastic. We don't have to do. No name for the group either. No name for the group.
Well, perhaps we could have a contest here at BGT and let the Insomniacs out there in the audience give a name to this big group. Keep your ears open for that, Insomniacs. We'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks as soon as we get the clearance from upstairs. I'm sorry, that's how the stations run, Ron. And maybe the Insomniacs can be responsible for something very special in professional music.
Fantastic.
Well, we're going to play the cut right now, and it's going to be a very, very big hit, according to Mr. Ron Field. Ron, thanks for coming by. We'll talk after the record. Let's hear what you think. The telephone number here is 262-4200. Give us a call if you like what you hear.
She can kill with her smile, she's got one crooked eye. She's the girl in your class with the hairy fat thighs. And she'll drink only beer till a quarter till three. She smells like a pig, but she's always a woman to me. She will lead you to drink, she can run like an emu. She's got only one tooth and she lives in an igloo. Her idea of a good dinner is Chef Boyardee. She smells like old beef, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, and they call her an elf. She's a primate that walks. She's a troll that can climb. Oh, and she's even got gout. And she's got a third chin. You'll just wish you were blind. She will sleep as she snores. Watch your hands while she's feeding. Then she'll carelessly cut cheese and belch while you're eating. But she'll bring out her breasts like she did on TV. Boy, you may kill yourself, but she's always a woman to me. That walks. She's a troll that can climb. Oh, and she's even got gout. And she's got a third chin. You'll just wish you were blind. She will whinny and grind, then she'll suddenly drool. She'll pee on your curtains, you'll look like a tool. But she can't be restrained, Bigfoot is her pedigree. And the most she will do is catch rodents for you. But she's always a woman to me.
Wow, our phone board is just lit up like a Christmas tree, and it seems that everybody out there is really digging your new group, Moran. Congratulations.
Fantastic. Mel, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. You're terrific. You're the best there is.
Well, thank you very much. Insomniacs, let's all get together and give Ron a great big goodbye and a great big thank you for stopping by to Progressive Trends. Thanks, Ron.
Fantastic, Mel. Listen, before I go, I have a little gift for you, a little envelope here.
Oh, thank you.
If you'd be so kind as to open it after I leave the studio. Just a little snowstorm in July, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ron. I got to get out of the way right now, for those nutty, wacky guys from the National Lampoon are going to be in some pretty crazy things to everybody's head. So tune in tomorrow night, Insomniac Time, 2 to 6. This is Mel Brewer. I'll see you then, if you're still awake.
You are a fluke. You have no right to be here. Deteriorata, deteriorata.
Placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but that three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore, it will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a I'm not afraid to
Okay, Dwayne, we're going to try it once more. Just remember now, introduce yourself and read what's on the paper in front of you. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, fine. Dwayne Staupe, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Dwayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Dwayne. Dwayne, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Staupe of Blacktooth. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dwayne. No, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Yeah, good idea. This is Dwayne Staupe, PSA, take 10.
Hi, this is Dwayne Staupe. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Cut, Dwayne. Dwayne, this spot is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Staupe, PSA, take, 11.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Staupe telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. It's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Staupe. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.